Saturday, July 11th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Williamson, Texas. Today's devotion is written by Reverend Kelly Creek, taken from Jeremiah chapter 37, verses 1 through 10. Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim. But neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land listened to the words of the Lord that he spoke through Jeremiah the prophet. King Zedekiah sent Jehukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah the priest, the son of Maaseiah, to Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "Please pray for us to the Lord our God." Now Jeremiah was still going in and out among the people, for he had not yet been put in prison. The army of Pharaoh had come out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans, who were besieging Jerusalem, heard news about them, they withdrew from Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, thus shall you say to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me. Behold, Pharaoh's army that came to help you is about to return to Egypt, to its own land. And the Chaldeans shall come back and fight against this city. They shall capture it and burn it with fire. Thus says the Lord, do not deceive yourselves, saying, the Chaldeans will surely go away from us, for they will not go away. For even if you should defeat the whole army of Chaldeans who are fighting against you, and there remained of them only wounded men, every man in his tent, they would rise up and burn the city with fire." The Lord's sure promise. King Zedekiah sat on David's throne, but he did not share David's faith. Though Jeremiah faithfully proclaimed the Lord's word, the king and the people looked elsewhere for help. When Egypt appeared ready to challenge Babylon, many hoped Judah's troubles would soon be over. Yet the Lord declared that Egypt would fail and Babylon would return. Human plans and political alliances could not overturn God's judgment. Judah repeatedly trusted earthly powers rather than the Lord's promises. We are tempted to do the same. We look to money, influence, governments, or our own abilities for security. Yet all earthly help eventually fails. The Lord calls us to trust His word, even when circumstances seem to say otherwise. That word reaches its fulfillment in Christ crucified. At the cross, everything appeared lost. Yet God was accomplishing salvation. Because Jesus died and rose again, His promises cannot fail. Trust not in human strength, but in the faithful Lord who keeps His word forever. Amen.